Russ Parr Morning Show. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, we're talking about Chris Brown arrested over the weekend in Washington, D.C. And, you know, I think the big question this morning is, all right, do we continue to support this? You know, whether he's innocent or guilty, it's 4:30 in the morning, he's out. You know, he's on probation. And if somebody catches him slipping, he could do wind up going back to jail and doing 4 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 4 to 5 years. Yeah. I think he's so talented. Mm-hmm. I think he's still troubled. This is my personal opinion. You know, people say, oh, you know, the anger management classes didn't work. It might be more than that. Mm-hmm. There might need to be some deep, you know, counseling or something. But somebody's not reaching him.
And we have to wait till all the facts of this case comes out, because like we were saying before, it sounds real fishy.
Yeah, it just, like, there's always somebody going to try to get paid. You know, that's why we do those joke commercials about, you know, hey, if you've been encountered with Chris Brown, well, we'll sue him for you, you know. And that's what it's all about. Good morning. How you doing this morning? Hello. Hello. Goodbye. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
All right. Your comment, please.
Well, first of all, I think you keep putting yourself in that position, but I ain't going to take up for him because I don't like women beaters. So a woman beater, always a woman beater.
Mm. All right. So some guys feel that way.
Kelly, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you. No, you made your point, man. Good morning. Hello. Let's see. Hello. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I wanted to talk about the Chris Brown situation.
Yes. Go ahead, please.
I feel like, because TMZ, the first report that TMZ made said something about the gentleman tried to enter his tour bus. And then now they're saying that the law enforcement commented and said it was a photobomb. I think that the law enforcement comment is just a bunch of BS. It just doesn't sound feasible to me. And I feel like he's being targeted.
Yeah,
like,
he definitely.
All
celebrities are being targeted, and then, mm-hmm. of course, people will debate you on the gentleman comment. You know,
if anybody was to get into any situation with their bodyguard would be charged, not the artist. This happens often.
Yeah, but you got to go after the guy with the money.
Mm-hmm.
Bodyguard ain't gonna have he ain't gonna have the dough that Chris has. Mm-hmm. Good morning, hello.
Good morning.
How you doing? Turn your radio down. And give me a comment.
Yes, I support Chris Brown. I think that, you know, he's just young and he'll get through it. I mean, he'll overcome all of this. I mean, we all went through it in our 20s, and I don't support his beating with Rihanna, but I think that, you know, eventually he'll get over it, all this.
How old is Chris Brown now? How old is Chris now?
He has to be what? In his 22, maybe?
I think he's older.
Oh, he's definitely older.
He's got to be about 25.
I think at some point you got to mature on some level.
Tweet.
I'm not trying to be rude. Hits us at on the Twitter. How many times are we going to ask this question? Chris is too old for this. He's always been enabled. He needs to be in a cell.
Yeah.
Oops.
But that doesn't always help people being in a cell. Maybe he needs some counseling, you know, sit down and talk to somebody.
My name is my name, right? So I feel for Chris in a way. I feel like he made a grievous error earlier in life and has had a bullseye for trouble ever since. King of the Jungle. I think they just need to leave Chris Brown alone. They just want to find something on that man. Brandon Davenport, give up on him. I've never bought an album, never will. He's a grown man. He makes choices just like I do. He's gonna give up at 20-something. Let me see. Jasmine, his personal life has absolutely nothing to do with his music. I'm going to stop listening to him because he beat up people. LOL. DJ Lamont, we may not support his actions or music, but we have to continue to support him as a person. He truly needs prayer.
Wow. Chris Brown is 24, by the way.
He's 24.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's old enough to be able to make rational decisions. That's my opinion. Good morning. Hello.
I'm calling about the Chris Brown.
Yes.
I think that he may be targeted in this situation, but I've had an opportunity to meet him before, and he kind of is. You know, his behavior is
kind of
like, I don't know, it's
kind of
bad.
Yeah, and that is part of the issue. Big Sexy writes, he needs a new team around him.
That's very true.
You know, because that's usually what happens is like you hire people that are going to co-sign for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a good comment. Good morning, hello.
Yes, I was calling about Chris Brown.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Okay, I really think that as a young black man, he is just in a forum. Being a celebrity, where he's never going to be able to outlive the Rihanna situation. Mm-hmm. I really feel like that a lot of the things that he's going through is because of the level of celebrity status that he has. Mm-hmm. And I think that is weighing on him. He can go through anger management, but he's still going to be constantly faced with situations that's testing him. Mm-hmm. And he needs to learn as a man to handle those situations a little better. I think supporting him as far as his music, he's a talented individual. Mm-hmm. So he deserves that. And he's at a level that a lot of people are trying to get to.
Right.
But he needs to learn how to handle his personal life in addition to his celebrity status. That's the only problem that
he
has.
You are so right. He's probably never, ever going to live down the Rihanna situation.
Never.
I don't think that's ever going to happen. That's a very good point. I appreciate your phone call.